Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
So a recent survey out says that Pittsburgh has the second highest mortgage delinquency rate. What does that mean? Is that has that been the result of everything that's happening? I make that connection only because yesterday a federal judge struck down the moratorium on evictions. The Biden administration says they plan to appeal the ruling, but in the meantime, folks are in a tizzy. Eileen Yaknin is an attorney at Law Neighborhood Legal Service. I'm sorry. I only read for a living. Eileen Yaknin is an attorney at Neighborhood Legal Services. Welcome back, Eileen.
Hi, thank you very much for having me again.
Indeed. Thanks for joining us on the Disc Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline. So what exactly does this decision mean at this moment?
So the court decision from the Federal District Court in Washington, D.C. issued an order determining that the eviction moratorium, which had been issued by the Center for Disease Control, was not legal because the CDC did not have legal authority under the statute to issue a moratorium. Mm-hmm. There have been some other cases around the country where landlords, such as in Washington, D.C., filed lawsuits challenging the legality of the CDC eviction moratorium, which has been in place now since September. And some of those cases have upheld the right of the CDC to have issued the moratorium, and some of those cases have declared, just like this case did, that that it was illegal. But this is the first case where the court order specifically was issued to declare that nationwide the CDC moratorium would be considered invalid. So theoretically, yes, this would have a huge impact on, and possibly not, practically, a huge impact on all the eviction cases that have been postponed in throughout our state, have been not filed, or have been dismissed for various reasons. If this moratorium were to be declared invalid, currently, though, if I can continue, currently, as of late last night, the judge who issued this decision put a hold on implementation to give time to the attorneys to argue that a stay of this order should be entered while the case is appealed to the Circuit Court of Appeals. The attorneys are writing briefs, and the last of the briefs will be due May 16th, and then the judge conceivably will issue an order immediately after that about whether she will stay this order. And if not, then if she doesn't, then the lawyers for the CDC will file a request to the D.C. Circuit.
So then for tenants and for landlords, there's still a lot more court wrangling and no real resolution to this situation in the immediate future.
It's true, although the immediate future could be in about a week and a half. But yes, you're absolutely right. And also, I thinking through this, there are many states, Pennsylvania not being one of them, that have their own moratoriums issued by the governor or by the legislature. That's not true in Allegheny County or in Pennsylvania, but in there is in the city of Pittsburgh a separate moratorium ordinance, which was enacted about a month and a half ago. It's not that well known of, and it probably doesn't apply to cases where people are being evicted for non-payment of rent, but there is still a moratorium that tenants in the city of Pittsburgh might be able to take to be able to avail themselves of to prevent evictions right now during the pandemic emergency. And also the Allegheny County Court of Common Pleas has issued an emergency order, and it has the authority to do that, where it implies that and the order right now limits what magistrates who hear these eviction cases, it limits what magistrates can do in most cases at the first hearing, and it's postponed.
So
generally the order postpones those cases till a shortly later date. That might still be in effect. I suspect the judge will change her order if depending upon what happens with this particular case. But it kind of
Eileen,
caught everybody by. Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what your time is like. Can you hang with us a little bit?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. So the issue is moratorium, eviction moratoriums lifted, staying. What does it mean? We've been talking for the last couple of minutes with our guest today, who is with Neighborhood Legal Services, Eileen Yacknin. And Eileen, let me just jump right in, because I think you kind of laid the legal scenario for us. From a practical point of view, what does all of this mean for tenants, for landlords, and what is it they should be doing now? I mean, obviously, they both have vested interests, but what should people be doing now?
That's a real excellent question. As of today, I'd say just until something changes, then they can be doing what they need to be have been doing for several weeks at least, especially for tenants who have who are behind in rent, is that there is a very large federal program that's now in effect, which is providing for rental relief to tenants who have become delinquent as a result of COVID. And they can apply for rental assistance, which will be grants to help pay for up to 15 months worth of rent to landlords. And they can do that through, it's called COVID Rent Relief .com, I believe, and make the application. The application itself doesn't automatically stop a landlord from trying to file a lawsuit anyway, and so tenants would need to go to court to even if the CDC declaration is somehow no longer valid. Tenants could go to court and argue, well, the application is pending, and so please, judge, don't evict me until we can see if I can come up with the money. And for landlords, also cooperating with these applications for rental assistance is helpful and important, because the Action Housing, which in Allegheny County is the agency that's handling all these applications, will be contacting the lawyers, the landlords, or the landlords themselves can initiate an application as well for this rental fund, the deadline is in September of 2022 at the moment, or until funds are depleted. So there's still plenty of time for the parties to get their help that they need for financial evictions. I'd also want to point out for owners of property that there will soon be an enormous amount of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, 300 and some million dollars for Allegheny County, for the state, for foreclosures, for mortgage assistance as well. So landlords, owners of, well, it would not be for landlords, but owners of owner-occupied properties will also soon be able to apply for federal grants to help pay mortgage delinquencies, since you mentioned that at the beginning of this.
Right. Now, let me circle back, because even when you talk about, and I did write it down, COVIDRentRelief.com, when you talk about programs like this, one of the arguments that I hear from landlords is they have tenants who over the last year have made absolutely no effort to pay the rent. They may have gotten stimulus money, they may have gotten other grant money, and they have made no effort to pay the rent. Programs like the one, when you talk about COVIDRentRelief.com, is that money that would go directly to the landlord, or would it go to the tenant and then theoretically to the landlord?
Okay. I'll answer that in a minute. I just realized that the website to go to is COVIDRentRelief.AlleghenyCounty.us.
COVIDRentRelief.AlleghenyCounty.us,
or else you could, anybody could just Google Action Housing for Allegheny County, and they'll get there, too.
Okay.
So the money will go, any money that's given for rent relief will go directly to the landlords, so long as the landlord cooperates in completing the application. There are some landlords who are refusing to cooperate with the tenant to apply for that money, and the federal government has accommodated those problems by sending the money directly to the tenant, and then the tenant is required to pay the landlord. But certainly to ensure landlords that they will get the money, all they have to do is cooperate in completing the application, and they'll be notified by Action Housing if the tenant has made an application, and then the landlords will be notified to obtain certain more corroborating information, and then the money will be delivered to them.
At the end of the day, what have we learned through this pandemic / eviction moratorium process? What's our takeaway? What have we learned from this? Because there do seem to be a lot of bad feelings on both sides.
Well, I think we've learned something that I think the public has learned, several things that analysts have known and advocates have known for quite a while. One, that there is an enormous lack of adequate, affordable housing in all regions of the country, and policymakers and real estate developers and advocates need to make a concerted effort to provide for that. And also, because of the only way that any tenants can afford to live in homes when their own financial security is always in jeopardy is to provide for more federally subsidized housing, or state subsidized housing for that matter, which Pennsylvania doesn't really have much, but where the rent will be subsidized by a government agency, and a tenant would only be required to pay 30% of their income for rent. But when a tenant suffers financial losses like through this past year and really can't pay, and even if they're going to get the money lump sums down the road like happened with the stimulus money, there are so many other expenses that because these tenants didn't have the money to begin with for the many months, they needed that money for, and I'm not saying that rent should not be the priority, which I do believe that rent should be the priority payment. But it was too difficult to expect that all that stimulus money a tenant would pay to the landlord.
That's the takeaway.
Pandemic, as we've talked about before, has really affected Black and Brown disadvantaged communities way more.
Indeed it has. And Eileen, thanks so much for holding. Bottom line is this, folks can get, whether they're landlords or tenants, if I'm hearing you correctly, they can get more information at Action Housing.
They can get information about the rental assistance program in Action Housing. May I make also a pitch for tenants who need legal help? And I urge any tenant that's being subject to lawsuit to get legal help, call Neighborhood Legal Services or contact Neighborhood Legal Services for the legal assistance we can provide.
Okay. Thanks so much for joining us. Lots of good information. It is a sticky situation at the very least. So let's hope that it gets resolved for both sides. Yeah. We appreciate you, Eileen.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thanks.
All right. Bye. Have a good day. We'll take a break and come right back.